Jeeves and the Feudal Spirit by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Jonathan Cissel. Chapter 1. As I sat in the bathtub, soaping a meditative foot and singing, if I remember correctly, Pale Hands I Loved Beside the Shalimar, it would be deceiving my public to say that I was feeling boomps-a-daisy. The evening that lay before me promised to be one of those sticky evenings, no good to man or beast. My Aunt Dahlia, writing from her country residence, Brinkley Court, down in Worcestershire, had asked me as a personal favour to take some acquaintances of hers out to dinner, a couple of the name of Trotter. They were, she said, creeps of the first water, and would bore the pants off me. But it was imperative that they be given the old oil, because she was in the middle of a very tricky business deal with the male half of the sketch, and at such times every little helps. Don't fail me, my beautiful, bountiful Bertie, her letter had concluded on a note of poignant appeal. Well, this Dahlia is my good and deserving aunt, not to be confused with Aunt Agatha, the one who kills rats with her teeth and devours her young. So when she says, don't fail me, I don't fail her. But as I say, I was in no sense looking forward to the binge. The view I took of it was that the curse had come upon me. It had done so, moreover, at a moment when I was already lowered spiritually by the fact that for the last couple of weeks or so, Jeeves had been away on his summer holiday. Round about the beginning of July each year, he downs tools, the slacker, and goes off to Bognor Regis for the shrimping, leaving me in much the same position as those poets one used to have to read at school who were always beefing about losing gazelles. For without this right-hand man at his side, Bertram Wooster becomes a mere shadow of his former self, and in no...